KTBB.
Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and today we welcome back Chris Leahy, Executive Director of the Tyler Museum of Art. As always, Chris, good morning and great to have you with us.
Great to be here, John. Thank you very much.
Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/infocus. In Focus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. Chris, you came on board in 2013, and we've had you on the air just about every year since then. And starting around March, got to be a little bit touch and go, but you guys have hung on. And let's talk just a little bit in thumbnail form about how the Art Museum's been doing since March, the middle of March.
Well, of course, with everybody else, we had to close the museum on about March 18th. Fortunately, we were able to reopen on May 5th, and we reopened with we had postponed our high school exhibition, our annual high school exhibition, and we were able to get that open and going. We're open, and our cafe is serving lunch 4 days a week, so it's not back to normal. We're practicing social distancing, and we're keeping the place clean, but it's been a little tough. Understandably, people are not out and about like they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't been able to have any openings for the exhibitions that we've been doing. We've been doing a all-day kind of exhibition, no social gatherings. But it's been good. We're probably at about 30% of our attendance.
Mm-hmm.
But we have moved a lot of things online.
Mm-hmm.
And through our website and through social media, we're trying our best to get our message out. We're seeing a big increase in following there.
Mm-hmm.
And we've put our collections and films of our exhibitions online through our both our website and Facebook, and they're starting to get used. We really are trying to focus on getting content, art content, to teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Through those channels.
Yeah, that's important, how you continue to be involved in the community, something we talk about every time, and we'll talk about it later in the show. Just a bit of a disclaimer here, I became a member of the Art Museum on January 1st of this year.
And we're happy you did, John.
Thank you, and just in the interest of full disclosure, and Tyler Museum of Art, 1300 South Mahon on the TJC campus. Website is tylermuseum.org. You also have Facebook, Instagram access, and anybody who's familiar with social media should be able to pretty much take it from there.
Sure, and one of the things that we have started, again, to try to reach to teachers and students is we've started an art blog on our website or through
mm-hmm.
our website.
Yeah.
And we're posting a lot of content there. If you go to our website and the education tab, you'll see the access to the art blog. But I'm glad you brought up membership, because a lot of people in Tyler don't know that with your membership, John, in the Tyler Museum of Art, you are now have access to over 1,000 museums in the United
mm-hmm.
States for free. We have a reciprocal membership agreement.
Very good. Your mission, and I'll just go ahead and let you shoot that to us. It pretty much covers the waterfront.
Well, it really does. We're essentially an educational and cultural center for East Texas, and we fulfill our mission by bringing fine art exhibitions and our collection to the public in our community.
All righty, and that really gets you out there, as we'll talk about during the course of the show. You don't just hang around at 1300 South Mahon all day, all week. You're getting busy, getting involved, and continuing to interact and build those relationships. And that's real important, as challenging as it may be during the era of COVID-19. Now, how you accomplish your mission, I understand you have five components of your program. Let's go over those just briefly.
Sure. Clearly, our collections and exhibition is the first area or first component. Our education programs are really the second, and then we were doing fundraising and membership activities. That's pretty much on hold right now. We still are doing fundraising because that's how we survive, and of course using our collections, like our Mexican folk art collection,
uh-huh.
Which we have installed in our lobby case, but also we have an installation out at TJC's West Campus in conjunction with the Literacy Council, and then various community events. And one of the things that we've got going right now, John, that I'd like to mention is we do an installation in conjunction with Valorosa Gallery of local artists in the University of Texas Pharmacy School.
Right.
And also in the TJC Nursing Building. Those two exhibitions are installed now. We didn't do a big opening event for them, but they, this year's installation is up. One of the things we try to do, we always try to do in the pharmacy school, is focus the ground floor on something other than the Valorosa artists. And this year, this summer, we put out a call for the young African American artists in Tyler to do an exhibition of their work. So we've got on the ground floor a fine exhibition. We had a great response to that call of local artists, and it's an opportunity to showcase their talent.
Talking to Chris Leahy on In Focus, I'm John Sims. Chris, the executive director of the Tyler Museum of Art, 1300 South Mahon. TylerMuseum.org is the website. Also, Facebook and Instagram access. If you want to give them a shout, you can call 903-595-1001. You are community-focused, and what you've done since COVID, you really miss that human contact that's so important to Tyler and the arts. I know we discussed this a minute ago. Anything you wanted to add? Other points you wanted to maybe
make? You know my background, John. I spent 21 years in the Army.
Yeah.
And one of early in my career, I was a Ranger and going through Ranger School, which is really a tough program, and it really challenges you mentally and physically. And I remember slogging through the jungle one night thinking that the night was never going to end. And sure enough, the sun came up in the morning.
Right.
And I think, like this COVID thing, like Ranger School, the sun's going to come back up, and we're going to get back to normal.
All right. Fundraising, cancellations, the annual fund campaign. We can just kind of take those collectively, and I guess we've at least mentioned all three in passing, but let's go into a little more detail.
Well, like all not-for-profits, we survive by the generosity and the support of the community, and we've had to cancel our major fundraising events, and we're focusing now for the next couple months on our annual fund, and that's the opportunity to support the museum. Not having our fundraising events took a big bite in our budget, and in order to continue to provide the quality of art to the community, we are now doing our annual fund campaign and looking for people to support us. One of the things that we do in our annual campaign is we have some artwork that we didn't take into our collection that was donated to us, and we're offering for a raffle with this year's annual fund. If you give it a certain level, you get become eligible for the raffle to win a work of art, and we've got those things posted on our website.
Very good. Education. Obviously, it's not just a matter of people coming in and oohing and aahing over the art, which is an important part of what you do. But again, getting out there and just being an educational facility for the community, more of a challenge now than ever, but you are continuing to move forward with that, I understand.
We certainly are. One of the things, as I mentioned earlier, is through our art blog, we're putting various content on that blog, short videos for people to, or students or teachers, to download. For example, there is a interview with Jacoby McKenzie, who is one of the African-American artists that is being featured in the pharmacy school, and he talks about his art and why he does it and how he does it. It's phenomenal. Very talented artist.
Yeah.
So those things are out there, and I think it's important. We've been talking to the teachers to try to respond to what they say they need.
Okay, what are they saying they need? Do you still have school groups coming to visit the museum, or have you had to go to a plan B on that?
We're down to about plan D right now.
Plan D, let's be honest about
yeah.
it.
No, they're not coming. We can't go into the classroom, and they can't, and they're not coming
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
And that certainly hurts our attendance and it hurts our reach. But again, in order to try to get to them and to provide them content, we're doing it virtually through our website.
Okay. Chris Leahy, Executive Director, Tyler Museum of Art, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Several years ago, you focused on a mural by an artist named John Biggers. I don't remember
right.
exactly, was that 3 or 4 years ago?
It was 2017, so yeah, three.
About three years ago. Okay, and that is coming back into the picture. Tell us about that.
Well, it's such a great story, John. The mural itself, the title of the mural is The History of Negro Education in Morris County, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
It was painted in the early 50s by John Biggers, and it tells the story of the title. It shows how this 22-foot long piece of muslin that Biggers painted, one
mm-hmm.
single piece. There's a number of stories behind it, the history of how we helped conserve this work of art that was hanging on the wall in an elementary school library, and how it was deteriorating and had been damaged over its 60-year life, and it had been rolled up and hidden away under the bleachers. I say it just had that part of the story is fun, but the true meaning of this mural is the struggle for young African Americans to get education back in the early years of the 20th century.
Mm-hmm.
And it really tells that whole story. And it focuses in the center of with a man, the principal man by the name of P.Y. Gray, and how he united that community and how they built a school. First, a Rosenwall school, which was a wooden building. It was a program with Julius Rosenwald of Sears and Roebuck at the time and Booker T. Washington
mm-hmm.
to build prefab schools in rural America.
Yeah.
And that's how that was the start for P.Y. Gray. And they finally, in the later 40s, were able to build a building. That building still stands. That's where we found the mural.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Paul Pewitt Elementary School in
yeah.
Naples, Texas.
Okay. And let's see, John Biggers' role as the artist, I guess we've basically covered that, unless you had anything you wanted to add. Also, the importance of women in the community, and I think we talked about the pretty adequately the history of the mural, but really, among those three items, the last three among the six stories that you're trying to tell here, the importance of women in the community is probably the one we haven't really gotten to.
And he really portrays that. He brings that out across the base of the mural in each of these little vignettes that you see in it. There is the prominent person is a woman, and how she's helping the children gain education, and they bookend. It's evident he's trying to say he's remembering his mother and his grandmother, Biggers the artist, and how important they were to his education and to the community's education.
All righty. Anything you wanted to add about the history of the mural?
It's just a fascinating story, John.
And it is accessible now online, is that? Or will be soon?
It will be soon. We're going to film these various stories and put them on our art blog, and it will be available. But that's a couple months away. We're just getting started. The mural itself is installed in North Texas Community College in their library.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in
the Mount Pleasant area, if I'm not mistaken.
It's just outside of Mount Pleasant. And it's very accessible for anyone who wants to see it. And it's certainly worth the trip up there, or if you're in that neighborhood, you can see it from outside of the library. You don't even need to go inside. But it's so much better when you get up close to it and really see the detail and really understand the stories.
Yeah, and if I'm hearing you correctly, there it can be enjoyed, but it also has tremendous educational value. So many stories, so many lessons to be learned from being exposed to this particular piece of art.
Without a doubt, John, it just is so engaging, and it really does. It brings you back to why education is so important. You see the progression at the start of the mural of kids who are not getting educated and how mm-hmm. they're downcast and sullen, if you will.
Yeah.
And at the end, they're all happy and delighted and joyful because they're going to school.
Mm-hmm.
I think probably the meaning of that now is even more important. I know my own granddaughter who's in the Washington, D.C. area, who had schools canceled last year, and she really suffered with the lack of contact.
Mm-hmm.
And she's back in school and loves the 2 days that she's actually in the classroom.
You bet. Chris Leahy, Executive Director at Tyler Museum of Art, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims, Museum on the TJC campus, 1300 South Mahon. Website, tylermuseum.org, and you can pretty much go from there to find out anything you need to know that you're
sure
not going to hear on this show about the Tyler Museum
you
of
sure
Art.
Can.
Speaking more broadly and moving into something we never fail to hit on this show, and with good reason when you're in, why arts? Why it is so important to save the arts and museums?
It is, John, and this is very well documented that museums bring in people, and they're inspired, we educate them, they're educated, and they then enrich our community. There is this museum anxiety in a lot of people. They're afraid that they don't know something, or they don't know about art, and so they're afraid to come into a museum
mm-hmm.
and encounter art. But it's there's nothing to be afraid of. It's very accessible. You don't have to know anything. You just have to look and enjoy it, or learn from it, be inspired by it. Make your own interpretation. You don't need to have the famous artist fatigue or fear. Just come into the museum. It's quiet. It's warm. Or mm-hmm. cool, depending on, and enjoyable.
Yeah. And the museum is open every day with varying hours. You can get those hours off the website.
Off the website, but it's real simple. Mm-hmm. We're closed on Mondays, but we're open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock in the evening, and again on Sunday from 1 to 5.
Mm-hmm. Social distancing, use hand sanitizer, wash your hands, mask up, the rules that everybody's pretty much, I hope, taken to heart by now. Students with an art-rich education are, let's go ahead, and there's about 6 points that you want to make here.
Well, it's, again, well documented that students with an art-rich education are 5 times less likely to drop out of school, twice as likely to go to college, and twice as likely to graduate from college.
Mm-hmm.
It provides a improved academic environment and improved attendance in school. So
mm-hmm.
it really does, it focuses on innovation and imagination and creativity. We use mathematics as an example. An artist has to be a good mathematician.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be able to figure out depth and perception and
mm-hmm.
and in their composition. They also have to know a little bit about nature and science. So it's really a great thing. And we're so fortunate here in East Texas to have such an active community, cultural community, with the symphony, with the playhouse, with all the things that go on here, with community music,
mm-hmm.
with the art museum.
And it's all connected. I'll go to an event at the art museum. I'll see people talking about how they're going to be leaving right away to go to the symphony that evening.
Yep.
It's all about the arts and about the really kind of a linchpin role, I think, the Tyler Museum of Art plays in all of this.
Yeah.
Now, next year, 2021, is going to be your 50th anniversary. 1971, you got things rolling, and maybe a little bit about that, how it all got started in thumbnail form, and what you have planned, if everything goes as we hope it will, for the 50th anniversary.
Well, one of the things we were really hoping to do, John, during that next year, is to bring back a Norman Rockwell exhibition.
Mm.
We've been working on that. It's probably been the most successful exhibition the museum's ever had.
I remember that.
About 20 years ago. But we also want to focus on our roots and where we came from. Of course, the museum was started back in the late 60s by what was then the Tyler Service League that became the Tyler Junior or Junior League at Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to focus in on one of the women who helped found the museum and had been with us until last year, Eleanor Cameron. She was one of the original picture ladies, and the picture ladies were the Tyler Service League women. One of the things they did, they felt that the students needed exposure to art, and they would take facsimiles of great works of art into the classrooms of Tyler schools and talk a little bit about them, and they'd leave the picture there for a week, and then a week later they'd come back with a new one, and they were known to the students as the picture ladies.
Mm. And it all got started
and
from there.
That got it started in conjunction with Tyler Junior College.
Okay. And so you'll be doing something next year, I guess. Plans
have to be still in the works. It's really tough to look out. When will we be able to gather together again?
Yeah.
So we're working on it. There's so much unknown.
Okay.
But like I said, the sun will come up.
And there you go. It's definitely on your radar. And membership, you can join easily. I think $75 is the minimum membership fee, and you can go higher than that if you like. Easy to do on the website.
Yep. Okay. Very easy.
All right. And let's move on into some of the exhibitions that you have now on display or will have soon. And as I understand it, all of these are either you can access them virtually or in person. Bits and Pieces, the Jigsaw Puzzle exhibition by Al Souza, which is very interesting. I can't explain it. You have to see it for yourself. That's got about a week to go. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, that's of course, the medical condition disrupted our schedule, and our curator, Caleb Bell,
mm-hmm.
Who's getting married this Christmas time,
mm-hmm.
Caleb came up with the idea that we have in our collection one of Al's works. And what he does in these jigsaw puzzle works, he calls them paintings. He takes layers upon layers of jigsaw puzzle images,
mm-hmm.
and creates a large image that from a distance looks like an abstract painting.
Mm-hmm.
It's a kaleidoscope of color. And when you get close to it, you can see the layers, you can see the images, you can see, and through those things, he kind of tells a story. So again, we think a lot of people were doing jigsaw puzzles on their dining room table over the past many months, and
mm-hmm.
geez, it's been about 7 months now, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And here is an artist who has taken those puzzles and created a wholly different body of work. It's really fun.
Yeah, all right. Coming up soon, opens Saturday, November 7th, Lee Jameson, Ode to East Texas, 35 paintings and or images. Tell us a little bit about what we can expect in that regard in a couple of weeks.
Well, Lee Jameson is a Texas artist. He lives and paints down in Huntsville. And he has, over the past 4 or 5 years, continue to travel around East Texas and paint scenes that are very evocative of what you see every day, what we see, we all see as we drive around East Texas. Most of these are rural scenes, but there's a great painting in there of the Goodman House here in Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
There are just some tremendously great scenes. There's a fun painting of Christmas in Kilgore with the Christmas lights on the oil derricks. There's pictures of trains. I love trains.
Yeah.
And he Lee is kind of a impressionistic, I would say, his style of painting. Paints in oil. And they're really great scenes. And I think that as we go into the holiday season, this will be a very uplifting kind of exhibition, because it's so vivid and it's something we all see every day. Lee will be here with us on the opening day in the gallery on Saturday, November 7th.
Okay. Chris Leahy with the Tyler Museum of Art, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. We move on into the last few minutes of the show. And even as the Bits and Pieces Jigsaw Puzzle Collection by Al Souza closes October 25th, you open up something new in about a week, Middle School Day of the Dead exhibition. That'll run for about a week, October 25th through November 1st. You do that every year, I guess.
We do. We do. And what we do here is work with our middle schools in Tyler. And this year we're going to have a middle school from Mount Pleasant participate. The middle schools, that generally we see that the art teachers in middle school focus their first part of the of their academic year with making works around scenes from Day of the Dead.
Mm-hmm.
And we invite them to bring that work into the museum, and we install it in our lobby and in our classroom and down the hallways, because it's really an awful lot. And we used to have, in years past, we'd have a reception on the closing day, which will be November 1st this year. Unfortunately, we can't do that closing event, but that's always been a lot of fun, and it brings in a lot of the community that we don't normally see.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a great time. Now, we're gonna be open on Sunday, November 1st, for people to come in and see it. We're just not going to be able to do the art activities and have the reception that we normally do. But it's going to be, it's going to be fun. And we gives a chance for the students to see their work in a gallery.
Mm-hmm. A couple of other things as we round out the show here. From the Vault, Works from the Art Museum of Southeast Texas. That opened on September 13th, and it runs all the way through November 29th. You can still come and see that or check it out online, tylermuseum.org. And something that ran for probably a little over a week, and I actually got to see that. It was, I think, the only portion of this year's Art of Peace celebration in Tyler that you could take part in person.
Yep.
And art that promotes peace, and I believe that's still available online, possibly on the Art of Peace website.
It is. We did a film of that, and it is still on our I think it's on Facebook. We had it on Facebook, but I believe it is on the Art of Peace website as well.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. So many things going on, and in the last 7 years that you've been here, so much different art has been brought to the people of East Texas. I know this on a personal level, stories and shows that we've done in the past, events that I've personally attended, and just the variety of it. And when I go to the events and receptions that you have, just getting a chance to interact with the different people who show up, the variety of people, is an experience unto itself. And can't do that the way we had been doing it, but there's still so much that can be done online, still so many opportunities to come and see the art in person, as long as you're careful and playing it safe.
Well, it's really the things we do online, we really are doing to continue to bring art content to our community, but also to encourage them. You see something online, and it's just not the same as
seeing it in person.
You look at the Al Souza's works online, and while they look interesting, that's nothing like the power of standing in front of that.
Mm-hmm. And on that note, it's time for us to wrap up the show. We've been talking to Chris Leahy, Executive Director of the Tyler Museum of Art. TylerMuseum.org. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. And drop on by, check out that website for the hours, play it safe, be careful, and also take advantage of those online opportunities. Chris, great to have you with us.
Wonderful to be here, John. Thank you very much.
You bet. Chris Leahy, Executive Director at Tyler Museum of Art, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you again next week on In Focus.